The Office of Personnel Management recently reminded agencies cybersecurity is still a major critical skills gap across government. A team within the Homeland Security Department developed a toolkit designed to help agency HR managers write better job announcements for cyber positions. It's called the DHS Cyber Management Support Initiative. That team won an Igniting Innovation Award in the Incubator category from the trade group ACT-IAC. Renee Forney is a member of that team. She's also the executive director of the Cyber Skills Management Support Initiative at DHS. She tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how the program might help agencies recruit new talent more easily.
The DHS Cyber Skills Management Support Initiative, Push-Button PD, as we affectionately call it, is a self-contained Excel macro workbook capable of drafting a federal position description and its associated human resource forms without extensive training, shortening the current process from weeks and days to days and hours. It's designed to present language from multiple authoritative sources and standards for duties, tasks, and KSAs. It rapidly captures the position requirements and then presents them in a package that can easily be integrated into the agency's current HR processes, and also capable of local customization without tech support. The tool is currently available for federal-wide pilot under OMB Memorandum 16-04. DHS has piloted the tool to several federal agencies, and future plans are underway to continue showcasing the tool to additional federal agencies.
So is the goal to just make it easier for agency HR and hiring managers to more accurately describe the skills that they need in these cyber fields? Is that kind of the goal of the push button?
Yes, it is. It was developed based upon the fact that we did a root cause analysis to determine what were some of the challenges in the hiring process. And so one of them, we quickly realized that the position description is what I consider the mother of all documents. When it comes to the human capital process, it stands as a basis for the rest of the process. That being said, there's a disconnect between the human capital professional and the cyber hiring manager. So what we tried to do was to come up with a way to allow them to collaborate where you could make sure that you had all of the cyber technical information that accurately describes the position in detail from a technical perspective, so that the technical person who is receiving this information via a job announcement, which is later in the pipeline of the human capital forms, can accurately understand what it is that we are asking for from a federal perspective. And then it also assists the hiring manager with the accurate human capital technical language that needs to be included as a part of a position description.
And I know you mentioned it's in the pilot stage. Can you expand a little bit more on the next steps for the push button?
Yes. Well, as I said, we are piloting it with several other federal agencies, and we are also talking with OPM in reference to utilizing the tool further on the federal level.
So we've heard before that the best cybersecurity starts with the best people, and it's about the human element as much as it is about the technology behind good cybersecurity. So what can you tell us about your work in training current federal employees in having better cybersecurity?
Well, we recognize that it's literally impossible to do the best cybersecurity work without having top talent. The department remains committed to building a world-class cybersecurity workforce, and agencies should ensure that training is available to employees that covers the newest tools and standards in place across the federal government and industry. And they should also ensure that new employees receive an effective introduction to unique technology, to the unique technology environment and cybersecurity challenges of their own individual agency.
I know this is an effort that's really ramped up, you know, particularly within the last year, but can you describe how DHS has really kind of ramped up its cybersecurity training for its employees?
Definitely. Well, first of all, let's look at all agencies across the board. Agencies, they must really work hard to clearly define their cyber mission, you know, requirements and create related training plans that recognize the needs to not only the common positions, but the specific technology training that's needed for personal professional development of their cyber workforce. That being said, the department's working really hard to make sure that we have defined that space and aligning the training with those requirements.
And can you talk about some of the best practices that agencies can use to train their employees?
One of the things that we focused on here, I know in our law enforcement areas, we have a very robust training program across the department as it relates to law enforcement. And we have worked diligently to beef up the training in numerous of our other areas, such as MPPD and other areas across the department.
Specifically, though, are there some general best practices that you try to instill in employees when it comes to cyber training?
Yes, we do have best practices that we have in place. We utilize our NIST framework as one of them. We promote that internally within the department. And we think that's a very good standard, not only across the federal space internally, but for industry as well.
So I know that the Office of Personnel Management has, you know, just reiterated over and over that cybersecurity is still one of the big mission critical skills gaps at a lot of agencies. And from your perspective, where are we as, government, as, you know, maybe you can specifically talk about DHS and bringing on talented cyber professionals to the federal workforce. We know that this is an area that a lot of agencies need some help with, but can you describe where we're at with that?
Well, all federal agencies with significant cybersecurity work are experiencing some success in attracting top talent to public service. But we can make improvements, of course. As the field of cybersecurity continues to evolve, federal agencies will continue to present unique opportunities for cybersecurity professionals at all levels. It gives them the opportunity to make a contribution and to refine their skills. DHS is actively working with OPM and OMB and others to ensure that those best practices for attracting, nurturing, and retaining talent can be identified and shared across agencies. It's really an exciting time right now where we are coming together as a federal workforce led by OPM, bringing everyone together, bringing the best cyber professionals as well as human capital professionals to look at what we can do to deal with some of these challenges that face our cyber workforce.
Renee Forney, Executive Director of the Cyber Skills Management Support Initiative at Homeland Security, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.